From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. This week, we interview stand-up comedian Morgan Miller. She has a new podcast called Famously Dumped, where she talks about people who were famously dumped.
She should interview my ex. That's funny.
Damn, guys.
Shots fired publicly. I don't care.
And if you want to hear more of interviews like this and also other great podcasts by content creators like Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, Russell Brand, Michael Rappaport, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
How did you spiral during your breakup? Walk us
Love
through the whole
spiral.
Thing in disgusting.
Oh, fuck. Let's dive the fuck into it, you guys. Oh my God. So this happened in October of 2019. Mm-hmm. So this was right before the panty.
Yeah, and, last good Halloween. Yeah.
Last good fucking bad Halloween where I just... my Halloween costume that year was I just carried a basketball around and I was like, I'm Sue Bird. Like, a couple things. We don't know who that is because WNBA isn't real. And second of all, that's sad. That's really sad.
You're like a grown-up Little Miss Sunshine. I do what I want. I'm unique.
That actually is my brand. And actually, I'm going to use that now. Amazing. So... okay, so I got broken up with this girl I thought I was going to marry for sure. She was the one. She was it. I was done.
What about her was made you go, yes?
God, the whole... so we had a cosmic meeting. We had the meeting of like, the world has shifted. The universe has brought us together.
I've met you before kind of thing.
We've absolutely lived in a past life together. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. I forgot how into astrology lesbians are.
Is that a lesbian thing?
I've heard.
Yeah.
I did a past life regression. I'm also into that.
Oh my God. You did? Yeah. I need to do
You should get one. It's fun.
We'll hook you up. I did one last night. We'll hook you up with a person.
LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did one. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna need.
We'll hook you up with our spiritual advisor. We've gone off the rails.
Have you read any books by Dr. Brian Weiss? Have you read any Brian Weiss books? Many Lives, Many Masters is his first book about past life regression, and he accidentally stumbled upon it. And it's this revolutionary best-selling book. You should read that. It's
okay.
Anyway,
great.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get.
So you've met this woman before.
It felt like we met at. God, we met at an improv show. Nice. I'll throw me off a ledge right now. this is what we, Corinne and I talked about this on our podcast. She's like, we met at the Upright Citizens. It's like red flag number one. So we met at an improv show that we're both performing in, but not on the same team. Basically we felt like the stars aligned. I was like standing in the back and she left to go to the bathroom. She didn't really have to go to the bathroom. So she'd come back and just stand next to me. We felt like we needed to be close. And it was super magical. I had a girlfriend at the time that I didn't want. I'm also
not anymore, certainly.
I used to
Bye,
be.
Bitch.
I'm pretty codependent, and so I used to just. This girl was like, I was coming to LA for work, and she was like, the whole time I was like, I don't want to be exclusive. I'm a Sagittarius. Watch out, astrology.
You use astrology like Donald Trump uses facts, like only to your benefit.
Oh yeah. Yep. My excuses always are I'm Sagittarius and I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict.
That's good. That sounds healthy.
Valid, you know.
And so if anything, and I use them both not in the context that they should be used. Like if I'm late for something, I'm like, you know, I'm a drug addict.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm an alcoholic.
I say that all the time. People are like, that doesn't line up. I'm like, well,
it
I'm an alcoholic.
You're drunk.
Alcoholic. And I'm in recovery. So can we all just.
Yeah.
So we met there and it was like cosmic. And then we decided to go out for drinks, and I'm not drinking, I was sober at this point. And so we went out, and then we decided we wanted to keep talking. And so we went and we got French fries, and we talked until 4 or 5 in the morning. Real just like kind of lesbian shit. But this was this was like,
yeah, it felt earth shattering and groundbreaking and moving.
Yeah.
Quick question. How many months sober were you when you met this person?
A year and a half.
Okay. So a significant amount of time. Okay.
Significant amount of time. However, in sobriety, you're told not to date in your first year. And I told everyone to fuck off. And because I have to date someone always. And so the first girl I dated, I never had really worked on myself and just been in recovery. I'd always been with a girl.
Got it. And, okay.
So I hadn't really, the more I think about it, I hadn't been like recovery in terms of like trying to learn to interact with a female partner, a girlfriend. I had just been trying to stay sober, which is great, which is what I needed. And
yeah,
you know, the recommendation I give people is don't date in the first year, but also my, like, I didn't do that. So go date and do whatever you want to do. Go fuck as many.
Yeah, just because they're the rules of AA or whatever, like, meeting you go to, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best option for yourself. And
right.
If it is the best option and you go against it, then maybe you need to learn something about yourself that you didn't previously know.
Right, exactly. And there's no rules. They're all
a real enabler party in here right now.
Yeah.
We all say suggestions and suggestions. So I give suggestions, and then I say, but I didn't fucking take it. So have at it.
Well, it's good to be honest.
It is. I'm totally, you know, rigorous honesty. But so earth shattering. I was like, this is the person I'm gonna be with for. I guess not right away, be with forever, but I was like, this person must be in my life forever.
There was a pull.
I must.
How old are you at this time when you meet her?
29.
Okay. Of a good age.
Yeah, this was mid Saturn return, if you guys want to talk astrology.
I kind of know a little bit about that, but I don't really.
Am I going too deep?
When did you dump the girlfriend that you were dating when you met this girl?
Okay, Jesus. Well, this is where it gets a little icky sticky. So we got together. Well, we like had this thing where we were like, and for me, here's my thing. Lust is a problem for me. I've also like been
like
working
alcohol.
On my sex and love addiction. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it gives you that. I mean, but also too, no one is immune to enjoying lust.
Yeah. Yeah. But I
get horny
like,
in the line at like a Wendy's sometimes, you know,
I get There's... horny when it's warm out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. My problem isn't getting horny. I'm like, I want to be in love and like having
that's
romantic sex.
That's lesbian lust.
Oh my God.
I like that too.
Well, absolutely. Maybe you have lesbian tendencies.
Maybe.
You love heterosexual men like a lesbian.
I'm sorry for you if that's
Me
true.
Too.
But yeah, what happened with this girl was like, I want to be friends with you forever. And I don't know if this is she's smoking hot. Let's get that clear and out of the way. I date hot ones. Okay. Just so your listeners know, all these straight women that might be gay now after this episode. It was just someone who I was like, I want this person in my life forever. It's not like I want to fuck her right now. So we didn't have sex or anything. And then I got really bad news in LA about like work stuff, and I just like spiraled really bad. And I was like, I don't want to talk to my girlfriend. I don't want to talk to my friends. I don't talk to my parents. So, and I was like, I kind of want to talk to this girl that I met.
Oh,
so I
was weird like, how that worked out.
So
I want to tell you all my secrets and thoughts.
I need to
bring
show
the
you
shade. Bring on. The shade. So
I'm injured. Can you help me?
So I deserve this. So I called
just
her.
Lie down on railroad tracks and then call and FaceTime her.
So dramatic.
Listen, whatever. So I called her and I said, "Do you want to go out? Do you want to go to the Abbey, which is like the only lesbian bar in Los Angeles?" And I fucking hate that place, but we went. And because I just wanted to be out of this sublet that I was in alone with like no furniture, just like weeping.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a
bad. That's sad.
It was very sad. And so we went out. We went to the Abbey and we're like, this place sucks. So then we went to Jumbo's Clown Room, which I don't know if you guys know.
So fun. Jumbo's Clown Room is the best.
The best. So it's like kind of a burlesque strip club-ish. We had the best. we were like throwing money. It was so fun. And then the night was ending and I was like, do you want to come watch a scary movie? Ex facto, blah, blah, blah. We hooked up. That night, I called my girlfriend at the time the next day, said it was over. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I cheated on you. Came clean about all of it. And then, yeah. And then we started dating and then it was long distance for the first 5 months, but we saw each other. We like connected in the middle of the country or sometimes other places. Like she came, I like headlined the 420 Mile High Festival and I'm from Denver. So she came to Denver, met my whole family at 3 weeks. Like this was a done deal.
Did you get along like really, really well for the first?
So well.
So no fighting, no.
No, no.
Were you talking about real things or were you just like complimenting each other?
Good question.
We were talking about real things. We were, one of the main things we had said was, it's so nice to have finally met someone so that I don't have to date again. It's just like, we're never going to have to date again. We found the person and it was
That's not real things. That's just you love bombing each other, Morgan. I'm talking about like this concepts, thoughts on life.
Explain to me what love bombing
is. Really affectionate and obsessed with each other from the very beginning or one, usually it's one person, but it seems like you both were doing that to each other. And that's, talk about codependency. That makes it even harder when you're both doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It was looking back, all the red flags and just totally not looking at anything that could have been wrong and just being like, I'm in love in every way. Can't wait to marry you. Love your family. Feel like I'm part of your family.
Like it's just 3 weeks of like, you're the one. No, you're the one.
But your eyes are beautiful. No, your eyes are more beautiful.
Were we talking about anything real? Yeah, we were talking about how much we love each other. Psycho.
Okay. Well,
energy, I get it.
To me, it felt real.
Of course.
It was real. It wasn't fake. Like you were engulfed in each other. Did you enjoy that clip with Morgan Miller? You did. Do you want to hear the whole thing? Okay. Head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where a subscription is as little as $2.99 a month. Bon voyage.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.